大家好，欢迎一起来跟我听广播学英语。I am Tan Paul。上一个片段我们就讲到了主持人看了文章之后，就去外面的茶馆为自己买一些乌龙茶。接着下来的片段就继续讲到这一点，我们一起来听一下。
Oh, I'm not really a tea connoisseur, as we would say, not a tea expert. And so I would prefer to buy the less expensive tea. Of course, the guy in the shop was telling me that it's very important to buy the most expensive tea. I decided to go with the middle range for myself to try this out for a while.
在这里，主持人就很谦虚地说到了，在茶这方面呢，他不是个鉴赏家，不是个专家。所以呢，他宁愿买一些没有那么贵的茶叶。茶馆的那个家伙啊，就告诉这个主持人一定要买一些贵的。不过啊，这个主持人最后还是决定买一些中等价位的来试一段时间。好，我们再来把刚才的片段听一遍。
Oh, I'm not really a tea connoisseur, as we would say, not a tea expert. And so I would prefer to buy the less expensive tea. Of course, the guy in the shop was telling me that it's very important to buy the most expensive tea. I decided to go with the middle range for myself to try this out for a while.
首先我们来看这个单词叫做 connoisseur, C-O-N-N-O-I-S-S-E-U-R, connoisseur.表示鉴赏家、鉴定家。好，我们现在就来把片段中包含 connoisseur 的那一句话听一遍。
Oh, I'm not really a tea connoisseur, as we would say, not a tea expert.
主持人说他在茶方面，他不是个鉴赏家，不是个专家。接着我们来看这个单词叫做 range, R-A-N-G-E, range, range 表示幅度、范围。Range. 例如 The houses are sold out within this price range. 在这个价位以内的房子已经全部卖光了。Houses are sold out within this price range. 刚才那句话当中的 price range 就表示价位。片段中提到的 middle range 就表示中等价位 middle range.好，我们现在来听一下片段中包含 range 的那一句话。
I decided to go with the middle range for myself to try this out for a while.
主持人最后就决定买一些中等价位的茶叶来给自己尝试一段时间。好，我们再来把刚才的片段从头到尾听一遍。
Oh, I'm not really a tea connoisseur, as we would say, not a tea expert. And so I would prefer to buy the less expensive tea. Of course, the guy in the shop was telling me that it's very important to buy the most expensive tea. I decided to go with the middle range for myself to try this out for a while.
这个片段的讲解就到此结束，再会。